Good morning. It is the end of January, kind of, sort of, getting close. It is a snow day for my daughter's school, so that's awesome. Got to sleep in a tiny bit. Get to just kind of relax and do nothing. Excited and happy for that. I think there were three things that I wanted to kind of get off my chest and complain about. I'm not in a bad mood or anything, but just, like, over the past few days, like, I've noticed, like, I think three major things that I'm just, like, what is wrong with people? So, and this is my safe space where, like, I can just speak without somebody talking back, I guess. Anyhow. Okay, so the first one is when I think I mentioned this in my last podcast. I went to the hospital yesterday, was visiting Brandon, and he's supposed to be going to rehab tomorrow. He has a biopsy today, supposed to go to rehab tomorrow, which we're excited about and hope there's no reason why it doesn't pan out. And I was asking one of the nurse practitioners yesterday, this bitch of a lady that comes in, and she's just kind of like, just has this look on her face, like she's just like, just looks like a bitch. She does. She just has that expression, eyebrows raised, eyes wide open, just kind of has a, like, attitude from the get-go. And it's like, okay. And so she's asking if Brandon's, you know, everything's fine with him, if, you know, he's having any issues, and he's like, no, just kind of like looking at her like, apparently he's dealt with her a few other times and doesn't really care for her. And he's just kind of like, no. And so she's talking about, she's like, okay, so biopsy tomorrow and rehab on Thursday, right? Excuse me. And he's like, yep, as far as I know. So we're just kind of like looking at her like, what? And then she's like, do you have any questions? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of curious as to, like, how long he might possibly need to be in rehab. Like, what level does he need to be at in order to be considered done with rehab or well enough to where he's good to go home? And she just kind of, like, looks at me, like, annoyed. And she's like, well, that's up to the insurance company, how much time they're going to allow for him to be there. And I'm like, okay. And so she's like, he needs it. I'm like, yeah, I know. She's like, then she, like, does that whole, like, look at him kind of, like, expression. And then she's like, I'm even wondering if he's able to even, like, he's going to be able to keep up at rehab. Because that's 3 hours of physical activity, and that's a lot. And I'm like, uh-huh. And I'm like, well, I've been here for hours now, and nobody's come in to exercise with him or get him walking or anything, so can I help him walk? And she's like, well, let me see, I don't, if I can get somebody here to show you how. Like, how to help him walk around the hallway, huh? Yeah, I don't think I need lessons in that. I don't think I need a college degree to help my husband walk down the hallway, but okay, whenever you say, bitch. So anyway, I'm just kind of like rolling my eyes like, this is why nothing gets done around here. So then eventually I'm like, well, can I, like, nobody's coming, so can I help him walk? Like, I'm like, how long are you guys just gonna leave him, like, sitting here? They're so, God, I cannot wait for him to be out of that hospital. Oh my God, I cannot wait. Which even goes further into my point, in that when I asked her how much time she thinks that he might need to be in rehab, and she kind of, like, looked at me like I'm crazy for wanting to know the answer to this question. Now, am I missing something? Because is there something that I'm not getting? Because I don't think that that's an unfair question to ask. My husband has been gone for nearly 5 months, even longer if you count over the summer when he was in the hospital for a month and a half. And then when he came home from the hospital, he was basically, he needed 24-hour care. We had a nurse that came to our house like 3 times a week. Someone had to stay with him while I was at work. So we had to deal with that. And right when he was starting to get out of that, still needing the care, still needing people to babysit him, right when we were kind of like reaching the point of like not needing that anymore, the heart became available. So he went into another surgery and has been in the hospital for nearly 5 months. So when I'm asking you, when do you think he might be coming home? Don't look at me like I'm stupid or rushing things. I don't know how you can rush something when I've been dealing with this for a long time. Holy shit. Like, I'm not asking ridiculous questions. I'm just trying to get a feel for, like, when to maybe expect him to come home. Because I work full time. And I have a daughter. And the hospital is not 2 minutes away. And she's not old enough to go to the hospital. So I have to worry about working because we have one income now and have been on one income since June. I have to make sure she gets to school when I go to work at 6. I have to make sure that somebody's here to get her to school. I have to make sure that I'm home for when she gets home from school. The only times I can really go to the hospital are on my days off when she's at school and I don't have to have somebody sit with her in the waiting room while I visit Brandon. Because even if we make arrangements, which they act like they're doing us this big, gigantic, like, favor, if they let Shay visit her dad, like, oh, well, we arrange it to where she can visit him for, like, 15 minutes. Oh, how kind of you. But when we make those arrangements, they're for 15 minutes to, like, a half an hour. Okay, it takes about a half an hour to get to the hospital. Kind of stupid to make the trip to the hospital, an hour-long trip, approximately, close to, for, like, 15 minutes of visitation. Because if I'm the only one there, we have to leave. Because Shay can't be in the room. So kind of stupid, if you ask me. But the hospital staff doesn't seem to understand that I need babysitters during the weekend. I'm working the weekend. She is home from school on the weekend. Okay, so that's 2 days that I have to worry about her being watched and somebody getting her to school 3 of the 5 days of the work week. So it's like, okay, seriously, I don't really think it's asking too much to kind of get an idea. When can I give these people a break from helping me? How much longer do you think I'm going to need to monopolize other people's time for my benefit to help me out? Could you maybe give me some idea? So there's that. I'm so tired of, I can't even ask a simple question without getting attitude or it being made to sound like I'm trying to cut the rehab part out of it. No. No. I don't want him to come home yet. He's way too weak. I don't want to throw that on my plate also, taking care of him in this condition. He can walk around really well. He's really good at walking. But he's a skeleton, okay? I don't really want to add that to my basket of stress right now, okay? Let's just kind of keep the couple things that are in there. Let's just focus on those, okay? Let's get Brandon better, have him home and stronger. There we go. Then I'll jump in. Then I'll be like, come on, babe, what do you need? Okay, but I don't want him coming home in the condition that he's in currently. So nobody is trying to get him out of going to rehab. So if I ask, do you think it'll be weeks? Are we talking another month? It's because I need to plan ahead. Today, with a snow day, it's not even snowing outside. Apparently, it's like freezing rain. But there's like all the schools are closed today. Well, it's a good freaking thing that I was already off today. Or else I'd have to find somebody to watch Shay, or I'd have to miss work. Okay. One, I don't really want to use all of my vacation time, which is only like adds up to like 5 days of paid vacation. I don't really want to use up all of my vacation time in the first fucking month of the year. Excuse my language, but I'm kind of frustrated at this. Explaining myself to where it's like it's made clear. It's January. Vacation time doesn't like restart until next January. I have a husband who's been in the hospital. I just got this vacation time at the beginning of the month. And a husband who's been in the hospital who, when he gets out, wants to live, wants to go places, wants to do things, okay? This whole past year, we didn't do anything. We want to spend time as a family. So I don't want to use up all of my vacation in the first freaking month of the year and not have any more to use later on. So it kind of makes sense as to why I would want to know, do I need to take time off because I don't have anybody else to help me watch my daughter? Like, it's not a stupid, ridiculous question. So quit looking at me and speaking to me like I'm just trying to rush this. Like today, if Brandon was home like he used to be, I work mornings, Brandon works afternoons. I work 6 to 2, Brandon works 3 to 11. So in the event that Shaylin is sick and needs to come home from school, someone's here. In the event that there's a snow day, someone's here. Nobody has to miss work because somebody's here. In the event that there is a doctor's appointment or something or anything, whatever, somebody's here. Well, that's not the case when Brandon's not home. So to make that huge adjustment for the past 6 years, we've been on this routine and this schedule, and to suddenly have to switch everything to where it's just me by myself trying to figure out who can do what and how I can manage this and that and the other thing, that's not stupid of me to want to know when he might be coming home. Okay. So I'm done. I'm pissed at those people. I'm like, I don't know if I'm speaking Chinese and I'm just not coming through. I don't know what it is. But so that was one of the annoying things. Second thing, miserable people. If you're that miserable of a person, you don't need to be working with the public. There's this guy, I take Ubers to the hospital, well, one, I don't drive, so that's another shit show situation as far as my planning ahead and my predicament. But I've been really hesitant to take Ubers because I had a bad experience back in December where I was in the car with this guy and we're like heading home from the hospital. And basically his GPS went out like 2 minutes after I got in the car. He said his phone was dying, which like kind of freaked me out. Because I'm like, we're in Detroit, driving around in Detroit. There's like human trafficking. There's like, you know, all the worst possible situations. I'm, I'm thinking of that could happen. And I'm like, oh my God, this is how I'm gonna die. Like, he had to drive, like, okay, the normal route or whatever. He, like, couldn't get his GPS to work. So he's kind of, like, winging it. And, like, oh, well, I'm just going to do this and this and this and this, this. And then he was, like, kept asking me if I knew about phones. Kept trying to prove to me that, like, his phone wasn't working. And I'm, like, okay, that's okay. And I'm, like, telling him how to get back to my house. And so we're driving or whatever, and he's, like, bitching about his phone, and he's, like, saying how, you know, oh, man, I gotta get this fixed, and, oh, I just got this phone not that long ago, but I gotta go get an upgrade. And then he's, like, asking me if he can stop at a phone store on the way home to, like, taking me home. And I'm, like, no. He's, like, would you mind if we stopped at this Metro PCS so I can go in and get a new... Hell yes, I mind. Like, one, I have to be home because my daughter's going to be off the bus shortly. And you're not getting paid to run errands. Like, you are doing a job. This is work. And I'm paying you a pretty decent chunk of money to get me home. So yes, I mind. Yes, I mind. Get me home, then do your shit that you need to do. So that was frustrating. And after I got out of the car with him, I just had this, like uneasy, uncomfortable feeling. And I was like, I hate doing this. Not to play the whatever card, but, like, I'm, like, a female alone in Detroit at the mercy of, like, my Uber driver. I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't feel safe. I don't like it. I'm in a car with men who could very easily overpower me. It just makes me uncomfortable. I feel so much more relief when it's a female driver. But anyway, so after that experience, I was really hesitant to, like, take Ubers because I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. And then, so yesterday I took one to the hospital, had a female driver, fine, was all right. Except she, even though the GPS is, like, shouting out directions to her, she keeps asking me how to get there. Like, she's talking over the directions to ask me directions. It's like, the bitch is telling you what to do. You can pay attention to her because she's shouting at you to turn left or do this or whatever, to stay in this lane. You don't, like, why are you asking me? I don't mind telling you, but it's kind of stupid because I'm basically going to tell you exactly what the GPS that's shouting at you is going to tell you. And if I tell you, like, yeah, you need to stay in the right lane, stay in the right lane. Like, why are you getting in the middle lane just to get right back in the right lane? Because we're getting off at this exit right here. I can see your phone. I can see it's telling you to do exactly what you're supposed to do. Why do you keep asking me? Not that it's a big deal, but it's like, I don't understand. Like, you're an Uber driver. Like, shouldn't you have, like, experience in driving and, like, following the GPS? So, whatever. And then it seems to be a pattern that these drivers, all they do is bitch about money. And she was, like, she's planning a wedding that she's getting married next year. And she's talking about, like, how tight money is and stuff. And I'm just kind of, like, why... Like, if it was just simple conversation, fine. But it's like, you do know that you're saying this to the person that's, like, paying you for this ride, right? And I guess if you need a tip, maybe don't guilt the driver or the rider into, like, feeling sorry for you that they tip you. I mean, I always tip, but I don't know, maybe bitch about it to somebody else. So it's fine. It's whatever. She wasn't really bad. The asshole on the way home, however, was a complete asshole. He was a miserable son of a bitch. Like, I was trying to make small talk with him because he's been apparently an Uber driver for like 2.5 years. And first of all, when I got in the car, he's like, oh, so you got to go all the way to, and I'm like, yeah, like, sorry. It's like a half hour, 35 minutes away. Sorry. And so he kind of had like an attitude about that. Then, so I'm like, okay, well, and so I'm trying to make small talk about like, oh, well, so, you know, do you like being an Uber driver? That's like my go-to because I can't think of anything else to say and they don't talk to me. So I'm like, oh, well, whatever. And he's like, I don't know, it's all right. He's like, it pays the bills. I mean, I got my electric bill. I still got my house payment. You know, things are really tough right now. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, okay then. So then he was another one like, oh, well, I don't know about this direction. I think I'm going to take another direction and, you know, drive all over the state of Michigan just to get, it's like, okay, whatever, just do get me home. And then, it was pretty much silence. And then I was kind of like, oh, so like when the weather gets like this, like when there's like snow on the ground or whatever, like does business pick up? Or does it slow down? Like, do people rely on you guys because they don't want to drive? Or do people just not go anywhere kind of thing? Just trying to make conversation with this asshole. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't just, like, shut up. But he's like, well, I don't even want to be out driving. You know, I don't even want to be out. Like, but I got to pay my bills and I got this and it's really hard and I'm in a financial crisis right now. And I'm just kind of like, oh my God, dude, shut up. He's like, oh, well, you know, cause I'm in a financial crisis right now. Okay. Sorry. I asked like you're, and he was like, he was like, yeah, I'm 64. I used to joke about being homeless at 65, but yeah, it's probably going to happen. I'm actually probably going to be there, you know? And I'm just like, what do you want me to do? Like hand you $100? Like, what? Maybe you're 64. Maybe you should find another job that's like more steady, or maybe you should have had like shit figured out already by now at 64 and like learned how the world works at 64 to where, hey, surprise, you need money to live. Hello. You can't just, you know, we all have bills. If you want the lights on, you gotta pay for it. You want heat, you gotta pay for it. You want a roof over your head, you gotta pay for it. Oh, food? Yeah, that's not free. You gotta pay for it. Like, oh my God. We're all in the same fucking world. Like, we all have to pay for these things. So why are you acting as if, like, it's new or unique to you? I have to go home and pay my bills too, dude. So I kind of, in like a little minor, you know, kind of trying to make it maybe shut up or, like, humble him a little bit. I was like, yeah, well, you know, yeah, things are rough. My husband just had a heart transplant. He's been in the hospital since September. I've been doing it on my own for almost 5 months now. Have a daughter waiting for the hospital bills to come rolling in, blah, 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 to kind of maybe, like, put into perspective that, like, your situation could be worse and maybe not be so miserable in the situation that you're in. You know, so for like, he took a couple beats and was kind of like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. And then he went on to be like, yeah, a buddy of mine, whatever, I had a heart problem, dead. You know, they just die. You know, people have heart issues. I know there's some other guy and his son dead, heart problems, dead. And I'm like, dude, really? And he's like, oh, sorry to be, like, negative or whatever. Sorry if that's not comforting, but, you know, it happens, right? I'm just like, God, you are a miserable person. I was so excited to get out of the car from this guy because I was like, unbelievable. Like, horrible people skills. Like, I just... miserable person. So that's the two things. The third thing that is kind of annoying is these people who have to, like, when they make... I hate Facebook. I hate social media in general. Like, all of it's pretty much annoying, and, like, the thrill of it is gone. And it's all kind of like, okay, this is stupid. This is, like, mindless garbage. Like, you scroll when you're in the bathroom or something. Like, you got nothing else to do. It's addictive, but you just kind of like, whatever. But the people that take it so seriously, like Facebook, who have to, like, try to make their point across to, like, okay, so there's this one woman who has, like, boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend. And it's like you can always tell the state of her relationship by the Facebook post that she's either sharing memes that are lovey-dovey and romantic, or she's sharing stuff to kind of, like, get her boyfriend to, like, understand or, like, do something better than what he's doing already. And it's like, that this is so pathetic. Like, it's so pathetic to use social media. Like, talk to your significant other then. Maybe that's why you can't keep a relationship. And on top of it, maybe not air all your dirty laundry, like, on Facebook, because nobody gives a shit. There are soap operas for that. There are movies for that. Like, we don't need to, like, hear your business. If you guys have, like, a fight and maybe an off day, which couples have, you don't need to, like, run to Facebook and post a meme to kind of, like, stick it to your boyfriend. Like, that's so childish. Like, you're 40 something. Grow up. I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't know. But it never stops. Like, everywhere you turn, there's always something stupid or something just, like, ridiculous happening. You're just like, where are these people coming from? Like, what kind of lives are you living? Like, I don't understand. So, yeah. Stupid nurse that thinks I'm trying to rush my husband home and doesn't have any consideration for the fact that I have a life and work and a daughter that I'm trying to balance. And then a miserable Uber driver who wants to, like, make me feel guilty for the fact that he doesn't have any money and make me feel guilty because he's got to drive to, like, X location. Like, dude, that's what you're doing for a living. Like, I don't understand what your bitch is about. And then people who use social media to let the entire world know the current status, minute by minute, of their relationship. I don't understand this world. I don't understand people. But that's it. That's all I got. I'm not in a mood or anything. I don't think I am. I try to live my life. I keep my business to myself unless I talk, you know, vent a little bit on this podcast. Or I journal sometimes, but I don't, like, just traipse around through life, like, pulling everybody into my misery or everybody into my business. Or, you know, and if I'm having a bad day or I'm stressed out about money or anything, the fact that my husband almost died a couple times, like, I don't take it out on anybody. So I don't understand the people who just... I don't know, just can't, like, let their problems be their problems. Especially when they're such minor problems. Like, if you need money, there's a way to find money. Okay? If you have a bad day with your boyfriend, you can fix that, okay? You guys can go on a date night. You can communicate. You could do something. Have sex all afternoon. I don't know. Work on it. In a situation where, like, just people that just, I don't know, they just seem to just make big, big, big deals out of such tiny little insignificant things. And it just, some people need to get their lives into perspective and learn, like, what's a actual serious problem and what's a high school problem. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I got for today. I don't know when I'll be back on this, but until next time, don't be a miserable person. And if you are, don't make other people miserable too. Okay? I know misery loves company. Happiness loves company too. Just keep that in mind. All right.